I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
From the University of Texas, El Paso, Aaron Jones.
The Minnesota Vikings have traded the 34th pick to the Green Bay Packers. With the 34th pick, in the 2022 NFL Draft, the Green Bay Packers select Christian Watson, wide receiver, North Dakota State. Welcome to the Pack, baby. Can't wait to get to work with you.
12:50 a.m. The Fan. That was earlier tonight, and I mean earlier tonight. Good evening, everybody. I'm Bart Winkler. That is Toby Altizer. We are here live on this Friday night. Thanks to our friends at the Q Club of Wisconsin in Waukesha. Now, they've got a bunch of TVs for you to check out all your favorite action. And those competitive juices might get flowing a little bit when you're there. So check out, they've got a huge entertainment game room. Play all of your favorite indoor games. Everything you know to love. The pool, the darts, all that stuff. They've got a menu of all your favorites. Loaded burgers, wraps, wings, the Wednesday and Friday fish fries, piled high with all the extras. Check out their Facebook page or Q Club of WI. I can't do it. No one can do it. Q Club of WI.com for menu and weekend live entertainment updates. Q Club of Wisconsin North Grandview Boulevard in Waukesha. All right, so yeah, we got on here right away, and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers made their pick, and then the Packers all of a sudden, where it's got that little ticker and says next, here's all the team's abbreviations. All of a sudden it said GB. And we realized quickly that there was a trade that happened. And it was with the Minnesota Vikings. And the Packers, two picks that they had in the second round, then went to Minnesota. One of those picks got tossed around even a little more. But the Packers traded up and took Christian Watson out of North Dakota State. He was their guy. There's no doubt about it. A report out of Minnesota that last night the Packers tried to trade with the Vikings to get up to 32. But the Vikings didn't want to do it because when you draft a guy in the first round, there's a fifth-year option that you can exercise. The team can and give them guaranteed money, but they get another year. The Packers just exercising those options today on a couple of guys from a few years ago, Rashawn Gary and Darnell Savage, 12 and 26 a few years ago. So that would have given the Vikings an opportunity to trade with the Packers, but basically let them trade for a guy and then have a bonus year out of him. The Vikings thought, no, we won't want to do that. We will still trade with you, but we'll do it the next day. So the Packers had all day to, you know, get this trade done. Gutekunst last night was basically telling us, yes, we'll probably trade. I gave the Packers an hour to give them a trade, and they did it right away. And they got a wide receiver because there were wide receivers that were going to start to go. It was just what point was that going to be at? Christian Watson, pick 34 overall, the seventh wide receiver taken total. He goes to the Packers at 34. As far as the other receivers in this draft, they didn't start to go until a little later. 43 was Wandale Robinson out of Kentucky. The Giants liked him. Michi out of Alabama goes to the Texans at 44. Then you did get a little bit of a run. Tyquan Thornton, the Patriots, traded up to get from Baylor at 50. George Pickens at 52 out of Georgia, somebody that we were interested in, who we initially thought we were trading up for. He would have been at 52. Packers would have picked at 53. That would have driven all of us mad. At 53, the Vikings traded with the Colts, got Alec Pierce out of Cincinnati. Sky Moore, Western Michigan, goes 54 to the Chiefs. A tight end, Trey McBride, he goes to the Cardinals at 55. And then you start to see more guys all over the board. James Cook was a notable one. He goes to the Bills. And then in this last round here, round three, Jelani Woods goes to the... He went to the Colts. So you're seeing a lot of the action happening in this draft. And then finally a quarterback goes. And that would... Do you think they take Malik here?
No, there's no way. They're Ravens? Not taking him. Although I do think it's interesting what's going on in Baltimore with Lamar Jackson. It does seem like there's a little bit of... I mean, he didn't know about Hollywood Brown being traded.
Travis Jones, UConn DT.
They take Travis Jones out of UConn, yeah. Good pick there. But I think it's a little odd what's going on in Baltimore with Lamar Jackson at times. It just seems like they're not always on the same page there. But I don't know. I mean, I don't think you can move on from a quarterback and go try and take Malik Willis there. It'd just be foolish to move on from a guy like Lamar Jackson like that. But, I mean, we're just continuing to see this slide by Malik Willis. And, I mean, I don't know that people expected Desmond Ridder to be the second quarterback off the board, much less the second quarterback falling into the 70s.
Big Ron's on the phone. I've been waiting all day for this call. 414-799-1250. Ron, what were you doing last night?
What do you mean?
I started getting texts from you at 10:30 last night.
I did. Oh, you did? I'm sorry, dude.
What were you doing?
I was pretty hammered, man.
So you texted me a picture of you and said, "What up?" And then you text me. Then you text me a picture of you and Mike Dunleavy Jr. And then a picture of you and Brett Phillips. And then you and Henrik Lundqvist. And then you and Ryan Fitzpatrick. And then you and Donald Driver. And then you on Barry Alvarez and Brett Bielema. And then you with a guy who you say is Dick Butkus, but I'm not sure that really is. And then you and a guy, you and Keith Richards, and I don't think that's him either. And then you said, "Drinks are on me, man." And I was waiting for you to call all day today.
Well, you got the call you were waiting for, man.
You don't remember any of that?
No, you've refreshed my memory.
Okay.
Okay.
Are you going to be texting me later tonight, it sounds like, too?
Probably, yeah.
Yeah. Well, what's up? How are we doing?
I'm doing good, man. I'm watching the Brewers game. You know, I had the first five under, and it was 4-0 in the fifth inning. So I just needed the Brewers not to score, and Christian Yelich hit a home run. So that's pretty much how my night's going, man.
Just added one. Hunter Renfro makes it 7-0.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes. But I like the draft pick of the wide receiver from North Dakota State. You know, because what gives me confidence is that Greg Jennings was a second-round pick, and Jordy Nelson was a second-round pick, and Randall Cobb was a second-round pick, and the great Davante Adams was a second-round pick.
Yes, these were all Ted Thompson guys, though. I don't know how much Goody had an impact on that. Now Goody is the one making these picks, remember?
Yeah, but isn't Goody a Ted Thompson, like...
Yeah, a disciple, but I don't know how much he had involvement in those picks. So, just, I mean, the Packers have had six. All I'm saying is the Packers have had success in the second round before with wide receivers. I don't know that translates to a new GM. We'll see.
Yeah. You know what I need from you, Bart? I need to know what the dive bar that Tim Allen hangs out at, man, because I want to go and, like, buy him around, too, you know?
Someplace in Kenosha, maybe?
Kenosha, yeah, that's where he's from, yeah.
Oh, he's never told me the name of the bar. He just tells me it's a corner bar.
Yeah.
Which in Kenosha whittles it down to every street, but...
Well, there's no zoning laws in Wisconsin. That's the thing. Like, out east here, believe it or not, out east in New Jersey, there's, like, liquor license restrictions, so you can only have so many liquor licenses per, you know, town by population. Whereas in Wisconsin, there's no zoning laws, so you get, like, these corner bars, like in a residential neighborhood, and there all of a sudden there's a house and it's a bar, you know. And like my friends on the East Coast, they don't understand that, man.
Well, we were about to turn this studio into a bar tonight and serve out free liquor if they didn't draft a wide receiver.
Yeah, I mean, what do you what's your take on this guy from North Dakota, man? You think he can run it in the big leagues, dude?
Yeah, I like him. He's got, yeah. I mean, he's got a lot of accolades. He was Hero Sports All-America first team last year, AP All-America second team, Phil Steele All-America third team. He's been his conference All-First team a couple of years. You know, he's won the national championship every year he plays. Now the Blue Man Group's up there. This is getting too much. Yes, I like this guy. When they were trading up, I think we thought it might be George Pickens. The guy that we had said at the beginning of the night that I wanted to see was Pickens or Watson. And Watson gives you kick returner ability, which I do wonder, does that shift the attention? Because right now, Amari Rodgers did not have a good first year. But if you can focus on him and to just take him out of the special teams room completely, let Watson do that. He's already got it, you know, the pressure of being maybe a number one guy too, but he's done it. I think that maybe this makes Amari Rodgers a little better too.
You know what? I think Aaron Rodgers is going to throw like 35 touchdowns next year with a subpar receiving core and like no tight end to speak of. Well, I suppose, whatever, Tanyan. But, I mean, like, if he were able to pull another MVP out of his you-know-what, I mean, with this receiving core that we're giving him, that would be an accomplishment.
Yeah, that would be pretty remarkable.
Mm-hmm.
So, and Big Ron, thanks, buddy. Good to hear from you again.
Cool, dude.
See
ya. All right. All right. Hey, Toby. Take care, man.
Appreciate it, Ron. You too, dude.
Okay. Yep.
See ya.
It sounds like he might be going through it a little bit tonight, like he last night.
I'm telling you, because I gave out my number years ago. But he sent me this picture. Dick Butkus does not look like Dick Butkus. And then Keith Richards looks like a statue that you find at a cigar store.
So it appears that Malik Willis is just trying to tweet through this, because a tweet pops up on my Twitter feed that says, "Who want me?" And there's a poll, and it says, "No, 100%. So he's tweeting through it. He's laughing.
So he made his own poll and ended
No. There's like a picture with it or whatever. But poor guy. I mean, he's still sitting there at, what pick are we at now? 79. Luckily, we see the Green Bay GB on the bottom ticker. Hopefully coming up soon. Poor
Who
guy.
Who want me? 100% no. Man. Yeah, you feel bad for that. Jeez.
I mean, for a guy that was not supposed to slip out of the first round, to be sitting here now through the middle of the third round without an end in sight, because what do we got coming up? The Falcons pick again at 82, maybe. The Giants at 81, maybe. Outside of that, you have the Eagles. They got a quarterback, Steelers, Patriots, Raiders. I mean, there's no one coming up that would take him. Washington at 98, maybe. Detroit at 97.
Where did Ridder go?
Ridder went to Atlanta at pick number 74.
You know, Ridder.
So yeah, I mean, that's true. 82 is out of the question, too.
Ridder, I thought him and Alec Pierce. I would have said this about Alec Pierce because I watched a lot of Cincinnati Bearcats because they were my team this year. I love these mid-majors. But they kind of turned into a running team with Ford. I want to see where that Ford kid goes out of Cincinnati. But Ridder, I wouldn't say he was bad. He just. I thought he leveled off a little bit as the season went on. We'll see. I think the Seahawks liked him, but Atlanta. Now a lot of these teams, that's the thing, Toby, too, is a lot of these teams have had the opportunity to draft Malik Willis once, twice, maybe three times.
Yeah. And
so whoever does take Malik Willis, it's like, all right, well, thanks. I mean, you wanted me, but did you want me?
Yeah, it's a little crazy. Here's what Ian Rappaport had to say a little bit earlier about why the Falcons took Ridder and not Malik Willis.
Rich, usually I would just text him, but I guess I'll tell all of you guys as well.
Nice.
We talked to sources about Desmond Ridder. You hear about the overall readiness, the leadership, and the maturity. With Malik Willis, everybody loves the talent, but the offense he plays in is so simple. Their questions, how quickly could he get acclimated to the NFL? Could it take 1 year? Could it take 2 years? That certainly has led to some of the hesitancy with him not getting selected. Rich, usually...
Yeah. Who is Faze Rug? Or FaZe Rug? I don't know. I took a shot at it. Do you know his name?
No.
Why? Now we're getting to the YouTuber portion of the night.
Well, if it's FaZe, that's a gaming dude.
Oh, yeah. FaZe. I've played FaZe in...
Yeah, that's a... Faze Rug? FaZe Rug.
I said both.
Holy cow.
His name's not FaZe Rug.
All I know is that's Austin Eckler. That's all I care about.
What's his name?
I don't know, dude. I don't care who's announcing these picks. JT Woods out of Baylor. I like that pick. A lot of people liked him alongside Petrie.
You seem to be like annoyed every time a pick happens that you don't know who it is. You seem to be like annoyed tonight.
I'm not annoyed. I just don't care about all this extra stuff, which is obviously going to be a thing that happens when you're in Vegas for the NFL draft.
When a guy walks on stage to announce a pick and he's got like a handheld camera to show to all his teen followers. Man, I don't want my kid to be a teen. I want him to just skip from like 11 to 30 so I can go drinking with him. Is that a thing possible? Because then he's going to be like, Daddy, look at this YouTuber I like. Ay, Dios míos.
Well, and then you get the people that love streamers. It's like, what are you watching? Why are you watching this dude play video games? It's one thing to like watch like clips of a dude play video games. It's another thing to spend hours on end watching a guy or a girl stream and then comment on that stream. How weird
is
that?
Oh, here's your boy to Denver.
Greg Dulcich, UCLA tight end.
Owen Daniels comp.
Well, and he goes there to fill in the void left by Noah Fant, even though they got Albert Agwugbanam out of Missouri. I liked Albert O coming out of Missouri, so I think he could have a good year this year, but now they got a couple tight ends to fill in there.
414-799-1250. John's on the east side. Hey, John.
Hey, Bart. Hey, Toby. Yeah, I tell you what, this draft is something else. So far, I was, first of all, for starters, I mean, I was obviously, real happy to get this Christian Watson. I mean, that was the guy I would have liked to have seen Green Bay take at the 28th pick. I would have been fine with that last night. So, but getting Devonta Wyatt, obviously, I think that was a great pick for us last night. But yeah, I tell you what, the only bad thing about acquiring this player for me was trading up. Trading away those two second-round picks because those two second-round picks could have been if he had wanted to just keep those two picks, he could have drafted at 53 Alec Pierce from Cincinnati, the guy that you watched a lot of with the Bearcats, and then who's like another Jordy Nelson. That was one of the guys I was interested in.
Well, what I do like, John, is they had their guy. And so they could have stayed at 53 and got one of four or five, but they identified Watson and they went and got him. And if anything, I like that they seemingly had a plan and they executed so far.
Absolutely.
This weekend.
And you know what? I think it's fine. I mean, if that was the price tag that it took to get it done, so be it. I mean, what a team to do a trade with, the Minnesota Vikings, right? So, but I had to talk to a friend of mine who was a Viking fan. And he had mixed emotions about that deal, even though they got a 2 second rounders. But that was the guy I was really high on for Green Bay to get. And I was glad we got him. The only hard part about watching this draft in the second round was watching guys that I was scouting for the Packers. I mean, I was guys like big offensive linemen like Abraham Lucas. He could have been had. Jelani Woods, a tight end from Virginia, that would have been nice. I mean, obviously, it would have been great to have 2 second-round picks, but getting Christian Watson was really a great wide receiver for that team. I mean, last night I wanted Treylon Burks, but obviously that didn't happen with the trades going on. So I think what the Packers decided were, if they wanted Christian Watson, they're going to have to make a trade, even if it was with the arch rival Minnesota Vikings. And they, you know, obviously paid a premium price, but that was the guy they wanted. I think he is a big playmaker. I think he's going to be really good for Green Bay. So I'm hoping that in the next three picks that we get, I'm hoping we can come away with a good tight end, offensive lineman, you know, things like that. But they're on the right track. Getting those two guys last night, I tell you what, that is going to really bolster that defense. I was really impressed by getting Devontae Wyatt, who I think was one of the best defensive tackles in draft. And then, obviously, that Quay Walker, I think that guy's going to be really good. So, but if you look at the first three picks that we got, you got to be happy with those three picks. I mean, of course, you would want those two second-round picks. I was, like, watching a lot of these guys going off the board just recently. And, you know, I mean, I was very familiar with, like, Abraham Lucas, and I think that was one of the guys Packers were going to take a look at, the offensive tackle. But you got to give up something to get something, as they say.
Yeah, I mean, it's not, you know, not everything's going to be perfect. It'd be nice if we were the only team drafting and we could have whoever we want. It'd be nice if there was no draft and guys could just pick
Come on.
Where they wanted to go. Smart guy. Smart guy. Smart guy.
Oh, my gosh.
That'd be nice, too. But no.
Are we going to preview some guys that the Packers might take here?
Let's take a quick break. Yeah, because somebody tweeted me, who do you want at 92? I have no idea.
I got some guys for you. I marked some guys down.
All right, we'll get into that coming up because they did what I wanted. They got some guys that are going to play right away, and they got a wide receiver.
I'd be really thrilled if they get one of these guys. How about that tease?
Okay.
There's some guys that.
What about
a guy,
like a Jalen Tolbert still?
Well, he's one of them. On
Ryan
the list.
Wood this morning and yesterday said they don't need a wide receiver last night. They need two in these five picks.
This is a guy that I really like, and I think he slid because some of his combine stuff wasn't as good, but I think overall football player, he could come in and give you a little bit of something right away.
Wow, we're teasing
how about
everything.
That? How about that tease,
what,
huh?
What does his name rhyme with? No.
David Dell.
Find out who Toby's talking about.
He may or may not play for Derpoo.
We got an update from Tim Lethling. Things seem to be resolved over in Waukesha. We'll get up to him. And then much more coming up. Tim, what's going on in Waukesha? I'm Bart Winkler. That's Toby Altizer. Let's get an update from American Family Field. It's top of the seventh. I saw a lot of Cubs fans chirping that they're coming back up here to take over. Well, I'm glad you came. You're down 7-0.
Yeah, enjoy the night where Kyle Hendricks just got destroyed.
Yeah.
Bomb after bomb after bomb.
N'Kobe Dean finally was drafted by the Philadelphia Eagles.
I'm getting really sick of these linebackers that should go a lot earlier falling to NFC East teams. Micah Parsons last year, N'Kobe Dean now to the Eagles.
Oh, that's two Georgia guys. They had Jordan Davis yesterday.
Oh. Why does everyone Georgia gets drafted the same team as someone else from Georgia?
Well, it's because there's like 30 of these players that have been drafted from Georgia. Georgia are the national champions, and they're very good. Steelers about to pick here. They're going to be the first. They're going to draft Kenny Pickett and Malik Willis. I made that joke two rounds ago. I'm going to make it again.
Back in the day, Washington did.
DeMarvin Leal.
They drafted a dude number two overall and drafted a dude in the fourth round.
Robert
Griffin III
Kirk.
And Kirk Cousins.
Packers drafted Brian Brohm and some other loser. Oh, Matt Flynn one year.
Yeah. All right, here we go. I want to look at some guys that maybe the Packers could take.
We are up in eight picks.
And a couple picks here.
And not one pick too soon because I'm running out of steam. I'm exhausted.
You can go home. Me and Tim got this. Tim here for the postgame show.
So Tim Shea, you want to say hi? The microphone's on.
Hello, everybody.
Yeah, see, I mean, ask him if he's got scrub-a-dub. I know you can't hear me. We don't have a headphone.
Hey, you like the draft?
I do.
Hey, you got some scrub-a-dub for us? Live scrub-a-dub?
Yeah, live scrub-a-dub.
No. I'm not
just
not that
one low price. $13 a month.
Scrub-a-dub. Scrub a dub.
Oh, it's worse live.
Holy smokes.
It's worse live. Wow. Oh, my God. It's terrible. 414-799-1250, 414-799.
I'll take donations to stop singing.
Just please stop, or we will not ever let you have the key card work again. The Patriots pick now at 85, and I kid, you're a sensational human being. The Patriots pick at 85, oh God, Donny Osmond. We're getting into like the, like some of these guys come out, it's like, oh cool, it's that guy. And then this is becoming a parody in and of itself. Donny Osmond's announcing for the Patriots. Tennessee's coming up, Arizona, then Dallas, then Buffalo, then Vegas, then Tampa, and then Green Bay. So Green Bay picking at 92. We're going to see Patriots take Marcus Jones, cornerback out of Houston. So I take two guys out of Houston now. But Packers are right around the corner.
Yeah, here's some guys that I think could be available at their pick, just in a couple picks now, that I think they should look at. Jalen Tolbert is one that I think people have heard about. I don't know how much we actually know about this guy because he's from South Alabama, not exactly the powerhouse that you would expect a guy to be coming from, but maybe you go take two guys out of smaller schools at wide receiver. Tolbert, a little faster guy, so maybe he's someone on their list. I think a guy that safety was maybe on their list. I know some people were thinking maybe they look at a safety. A guy like Nick Cross is still available out of Maryland. I think he could be interesting because, you know, you have some uncertainty going forward with the contracts of Adrian Amos and Darnell Savage.
I believe it's pronounced Savage.
Darnell Savage. Calvin Austin.
Was that this morning I did that?
It was this morning.
Yeah.
Calvin Austin III, a receiver out of Memphis, is a guy. Sean Ryan, an offensive lineman.
And then you have
Amos
and Savage in the back.
UCLA.
Savage?
Yeah. What is wrong with me?
Daniel, I don't even know how to say this guy's name, Falele. Tackle out of Minnesota, maybe you could take a look at. The guy that I'm interested in, because I thought this guy might even be worth something in the second round, David Bell, which we did a really good job of teasing going into the break. David Dell out of Durpu, actually David Bell out of Purdue is who I was talking about. I like him. I think he could be a solid route runner and a solid possession style receiver right away for the Packers after you get your speed guy and Christian Watson in the second round. So maybe he's someone they look at. And a couple more, Khalil Shakir out of Boise State, wide receiver. Maybe you look at him. There's a tight end, Isaiah Likely out of Coastal Carolina that I think a lot of people like. Maybe you look at him. And then maybe you look at Darian Kennard, a guard out of Kentucky as well. So those are some of the guys that I think could be interesting there at their pick coming up in just a few picks. Are there any that really stand out to you, or is it just kind of
well, coming in, I wanted two receivers in the first five.
I really like David Bell, and I think what you get in Christian Watson is a guy that can go deep down the field, but he's a little bit raw. I think if you take a guy like David Bell, I think he's a little more nuanced as a route runner. I know people, he dropped down some draft boards because he ran pretty slow in the 40, but I don't need him to be the fastest guy in the 40 because Devontae wasn't the fastest guy in the 40. I just need a guy who's a solid route runner, and he seemed to be a really strong receiver and excelled at Purdue, and every time you watch those games, he just did a really good job of making physical, contested catches, separating with his routes. I think he would be a good pick there if he's still there at their next pick in, what, six picks?
I'd love to give analysis after your analysis, but more importantly, Andrew tweeted in and said, Bart, if you're losing steam, you know what to do. All right, guys, get ready. We're up in six picks. They traded up to 34. Haven't done much else since. Hey, we got our first trade in a while.
Oh, see, even the NFL teams are waking up now.
Yeah, Tennessee
trading.
It's
the Packers pick coming up. Now people know.
What about Tennessee getting Malik Willis?
I mean, maybe they go after him. There's a couple quarterbacks. I like Sam Howell.
Yeah, I think they could take it. Yeah, because only two quarterbacks have been taken.
You still got Matt Corral, Malik Willis, and Sam Howell.
I mean, if you walk away with Malik Willis at 86, when he was mocked at one point as high as 2, you got to feel like that's a win. Even if you come into this draft not wanting Malik Willis, When he's sitting there in the lower round. 80s, and you're like, well, what are we going to take? Some lineman that's going to play 15 snaps a game for 3 years before we cut him? We might as well try to take somebody like Malik Willis that, who knows, could be the guy after Ryan Tannehill. Let's see if that's what happens.
Titans pick.
The Las Vegas Raiders have traded the 86th pick to the Tennessee Titans. With the 86th pick in the 2022 NFL Draft, the Tennessee Titans select Malik Willis, quarterback, Liberty.
Wow.
There you go, finally.
And the guy from Psych came back on the stage. All right, Malik Willis. I don't know where he is at now.
Well, he's probably somewhere in Vegas.
Yeah, this is some sort of party situation.
I don't know that there's much partying going on in his idea. He thought he was going to be a first rounder.
I mean, what a ride that must be.
Yeah, I would be emotional too.
You're talking like you go back to Aaron Rodgers in 05, where he thought he could have been number one. Man, and then that's going to be like, look at Russell Wilson. He was a third round pick. But never was he thought of being a top five guy.
That's got to be a tough emotions for you, because you got to think this is a dream come true, obviously, to be get your name called to go into the NFL. But when you're expecting to have your name called day one of the NFL draft, and now you're sitting here through the middle of the third round, and then you finally get your name called, it's got to be a mix of emotions of disappointment, of falling, but then the excitement of getting your name called in the NFL draft.
Their comp is Steve McNair, which obviously is very fitting, being in Tennessee. Man, yeah, but if you're like, think about that. Think if I'm Malik Willis, or if I'm going to be if people think I might be a top 10 pick, I'm looking at what top 10 picks make. And then if you look at what you make in the third round, you're still making, you're a millionaire, but you're leaving some money on the table. I think it's going to be hard to root against Malik Willis at this point. For dropping as low as he did. Number 86. Quarterback out of Liberty. Falls to number 86. Had a great pro day. Had a great combine. Questions we heard earlier tonight about that the offense was maybe too simple. And now he's going to be the heir apparent to Ryan Tannehill. And so with Ryan Tannehill, Ryan Tannehill's not Aaron Rodgers. But with Ryan Tannehill, like, everything's just going to go smoother. In terms of a quarterback takeover. Because this was like, well, look at Mike Vrabel can't even, like, okay, I guess we'll get Malik Willis. I traded A.J. Brown and stormed out of the room, but you're going to give me Malik Willis at 86. Yeah, I'll take that. Because if Jordan Love was drafted the year that he was drafted and it was at 86, and I was like, oh, this guy should be a first rounder, let's take him. It's a totally different situation. And so Malik's going to come in, and I think that, you know, he'll obviously not be the starter day one, and this will be Tannehill gets a couple of years.
This is a perfect situation for Malik to come into. You needed him to come into somewhere where he could go and sit for a little bit, because he does need to develop. And, you know, there are a lot of questions coming out of Liberty, whether it's the offense, whether it's the competition level, whether it's even just his development as a passer. But now you get to see him sit behind Ryan Tannehill, learn. And also he's going into a system where, I mean, I don't know how many more years we're going to have of Derrick Henry playing at that level, but imagine if they were to move on from Tannehill, and now you have the ability to have a running quarterback in Willis, as well as an incredible power runner in Derrick Henry in that backfield.
Let's get to Adam in Waukesha. Packers picking five picks. We're at 87 now. We're waiting for 92. What's up, Adam?
Hey, what's up, Bart, man? Hey, listen, what do I know about the draft, right? What do I know about scouting these guys? Packers guy.
Hey, we don't know anything. They gave us a show.
Yeah, well, Bart, I got to tell you, man, I've never called into a show. I don't care about this stuff, but I listen to you like you're one of the funniest guys I've ever heard. My kid loves you. The stuff you say about your kid is hilarious. And Toby, awesome. But on the phone, man, that dude's all business. So all I wanted to call.
When he picks up the phone?
Yeah, dude, he's just like, who is this? Where? All right. I'll get you in the lock. See ya. I didn't even want to get
hey,
on that.
I got things to do, Adam. Yeah. I got things to do, man.
Toby tonight. Toby's working the job of seven men. And then we did have Tim Shea come in here, and he offered to help, and then he just left. I don't know where he went. So Toby's doing an excellent job tonight. Couldn't do it without him.
I cannot take my kid to school without him hearing you go, good morning, everybody. Like, he loved that.
Well, that and, he and would be the one. He would be the one to like it.
Well, no, you got two.
Okay, good, good.
And those songs, man, you guys got to keep doing those.
The Scrub-a-Dubs?
Tim Chafing is freaking hilarious. My kid tries to emulate his voice, and he does this, like, he plugs his nose to do it.
Oh, hold on. Tim, come back in here. Tim's back. I want you to tell Tim, okay, what you just told me. Tim,
all right, Tim,
this is Adam in Waukesha, and he's a fan of yours.
Adam?
Yeah.
Okay.
And well, so is his kid. Adam, tell him what you just told me.
My son is a fan of yours, and my son and I were laughing so hard at your little rendition of the Scrub-a-Dub that my wife actually got mad at me and like, what are you teaching our kid to make fun of people? It's just really impressive that he got on the, and I'm just like, listen, this guy's hilarious. Like, this is what it's about. It's the shtick. And she's like, don't make fun of him. He's out there trying, but my son will plug his nose and try to sing like you. It's hilarious. Scrub-a-Dub, man. You guys are hilarious. I love it.
Well, thanks, buddy.
Yeah. I
are you honored, Tim?
I guess so.
Wow.
That is...
And listen, my wife's got your back.
Thank you. Well, tell your wife thank you.
Well, don't thank me. Thank you.
Yeah, yes, yes.
Tell all right, Adam. Good to hear from you, buddy.
All right, guys. Keep it going. Love it.
Yeah.
I want to go to Scrub-a-Dub to join the Scrub-a-Dub Scrub Club.
This will never not get me fired.
Hard to say, easy to use. Sign up at scrubadub.biz. I want to join the Scrub-a-Dub Scrub Club. Hard to say, easy to use. Wash your car every day if you want. One low price starting at
$13 a month. All right, while these shenanigans have been going on, Dallas took Tolbert.
Tolbert, off the board.
From South Alabama.
David Bell, still there.
And now Kyle Brandt's going to announce a pick.
That's how your come, boy.
Yeah, well, look, Kyle Brandt, friend of show.
I like Kyle Brandt.
I don't understand how, like, some guys get to be famous for being fans of a team. Like, he's like, oh, he's a Bills fan. He's famous. He's basically famous for being a Bills fan. He's wearing Zubas. Trying too hard.
I got a question.
What?
What happened during that Minnesota Vikings pick? Because I didn't have my volume
oh,
up.
Some guy started talking for 5 minutes and was doing Catskills comedy.
Good Lord.
It was a guy that played in for the Vikings 50 years ago.
Okay.
Apparently has been an actor.
Well, I saw like some NFL person had to come up and say.
They had to come up to take him off the stage. Then he like fake got mad. Then he said, I didn't want to get drafted by the Vikings. But there was one team I didn't want to go to. I won't tell you who.
So someone got overserved.
It was Green Bay. Oh, someone got overserved, yeah. And then I honestly think he called into our show like 5 minutes later. Because it was insane. You want to hear? Let's hear Kyle Brandt do his shtick.
Super Bowl in his rookie year with the 89th pick of the 2022 NFL Draft. The Super Bowl 57 champion Buffalo Bills. Select my man, Terrell Bernard, linebacker, Baylor.
Woo! He ate a wing.
How much you want to bet that he's never heard of Terrell Bernard?
Oh, he's a double cheat. He didn't know if he was going to say
he
Terrell.
He said, my man.
Yeah.
Who again?
See, so all these guys, oh, Roger Goodell loves it. Oh, I love your show you do where you never say a bad thing about me or you'll get fired.
Yeah, you know how you work
oh,
for me?
Oh, no, Donnie Osmond. Oh, this is the world's worst backstage party. Donnie Osmond and Kyle Brandt. God, that's going to be 9 segments on Monday's show. So I talked to Donnie Osmond. Here's Donnie Osmond's songs based on draft picks. You know what I would do if they're like, Bart, go get the crowd hype. I'd walk up to stage and I'd be like, Christian Watson. And I'd just leave.
Scrub-a-dub.
Oh, yeah.
Hard to say. Easy to use.
I would go, with the 34th pick, the Packers take.
I want to go to Scrub-a-Dub to join the Scrub-a-Dub Scrub Club. Hard to say, easy to use. Sign up at scrub-a-dub.biz.
I thought we're over this.
No.
Like someone else made a new song. That should be the new flavor of the
And week. Corey sent one in, a listener.
I listened to that. I'm sorry, I didn't like that one.
Well, I think the feeling's mutual, Tim.
Thank you.
90, 91, and 92, so let's stay with you through this. We got John in Oak Creek. John, what's up?
Hey, Bart. Hey, I have a good question for you guys. What if Matt Corral was available there, which he might be, the quarterback from Ole Miss, when the Packers pick at 92? I mean, he was supposed to be like a first-round pick. I mean,
no, if the Packers draft Matt Corral, I will rip my head off my body and punt it into the woods and fall down and be dead.
Yeah, I hear it. I mean, that's amazing. That guy shouldn't be available still because he was a first-round.
Are you sure you're not thinking of Malik Willis?
You know what? No, I'm thinking of Matt Corral. Hey, by the way, I know this may sound funny, but there's a punter, the next Ray guy. He's played at San Diego State.
Yeah, the punt god.
What's that?
They call him the punt god?
Yeah. I mean, that guy is a weapon at the punting position. I mean, he literally can create incredible field position for you with his punts. I mean, he's supposed to be the next great guy, the next great punter.
I mean, if they got Pat O'Donnell, who they seem to like, I wouldn't be mad taking that guy at some point.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, he might be all right, but you know what? Sometimes, I wouldn't mind a fourth round pick being used to take that punter, believe it or not, because I mean, that guy can kick long distance field goals. He can kick off. This guy is unbelievable. But
well, anyway, these are all great ideas. I am close friends with Mark Murphy. Thanks, John. So I'll send him a message. I gotta complain about Vegas for a second. Las Vegas gets all these sports teams and they're cool now, right? Las Vegas is cool. It's the place to be. And then in this draft, they're celebrating like corny Las Vegas. Wayne Newton and Donny Osmond. I don't like this. This is like your grandpa's Las Vegas. Get these guys out of here. Every time I see one of these 90-year-old residency guys, is this a dumb complaint? These are all like old, like I don't want, like I don't even, are Siegfried and Roy alive?
He just said Mississippi. It definitely said Memphis on the card.
Well, because Wayne Newton doesn't know what he's doing.
He brought, who was that, Tim Brown?
That was Marcus Allen.
Oh, Marcus Allen. Jeez, why did I get that wrong? Marcus Allen destroyed my team in the Super Bowl.
Well, Toby here thinks all Raiders look alike.
Okay, he goes, no, Wayne Newton goes, hey, we'll do this pick together. You want to hear it? Hold on.
Yeah, you have it?
Yeah, let's just take a little rewind here.
Okay, yeah. Let me complain about Wayne Newton, and then let's totally just hear what he has to say. But do you know what I'm saying? It's like all this garbage about it's just old Las Vegas. All right.
Select. We'll do it together. Dylan Barham from Mississippi.
Like, you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, no, I agree. I mean,
this is a joke.
Vegas is cool. Vegas is really cool.
Yeah, now.
Not exactly the guys that are announcing picks are the coolest.
But they keep celebrating all these old losers. Tim Shea, while on the air, just handed us notepads. Tim, we're going to take a commercial break here.
Well, are we going to take a break right before 92?
No, now we can't. The notepads say, McGuire's Bar, home of the XFL. There are no candy-ass jabronis in the XFL. This notepad's terrible. It's off-center. This is garbage. I'm not even recycling this paper. I'm throwing it away. It's not my fault.
I'll use it.
McGuire's Bar.
I'll use it.
McGuire's Bar wasted a tree. There's an innocent tree that's dead. Because of your pals at McGuire's Bar. There's an innocent tree that died. And then the mom tree is like, why didn't Sun Tree come home tonight? Oh, McGuire's Bar chopped it down.
The Mets just pitched a no-hitter.
The Mets pitched a no-hitter?
Combined. Five pitchers.
Gross. Who was it?
The five pitchers?
Yeah.
Well, who started?
McGill?
Oh, gosh. Yeah. He's been doing so well this
year. Hey, every time we do the show, there's a no-hitter. Adam Conley a couple years ago. Twice.
He's on my fantasy team.
Oh, I don't remember caring or asking.
Just go.
How many points do you get for a combined no-hitter?
Well, I don't get any points for a combined no-hitter. However, out of him alone,
4.
No, I don't really care.
I got 10.
Again.
Well, what?
For his night. 5 innings pitched, a walk, 3 walks.
So not impressive.
5 strikeouts.
You had 5 Ks and 5 clean innings, and you only got 10 points?
Yeah.
Jeez.
I forget how our scoring is, but it's... Did we pick yet?
No, but we're about to, and they just went to a commercial, so I don't know what to do. Should we do Notebook Mike live during a pick?
Absolutely.
All right, let me get Notebook Mike. Mike, the Buccaneers are on the clock, and their pick is in, and then it's going to be the Packers.
Yeah. I'm watching the Brewers.
Yeah. 7-1.
I'd have had enough of this mess.
Yeah.
I wanted to give you, I guess, a little credit. Not a lot, but I signed Mom's car up for the Scrub-a-Dub.
Hey, now we're talking.
The Scrub-a-Dub Scrub Club?
Yeah.
Was it because of my song?
No.
Is it hard to say but easy to use?
Yeah. Did you tell your mom she could wash her car every day if she chooses?
No, because I'm the one that's going to be taking it over there.
Oh, okay. Well, you could take it over as much as you want.
I bought her a $56 one at Hale's Corners.
Yeah, it's only 13 bucks
a
month.
She went one time.
Yeah.
So I took it twice. I went 3 times in 1 month.
Well, that's you're getting your money back.
But Mike the painter, love him like a brother. I painted 35 years. I never painted. I ran into a lot of guys. Painted with a lot of guys. They never work 7 days a week. He's got to have his own company, probably.
He could be picking up some jobs on the side.
Yeah, he said side job.
Yeah.
But these days, you can make a lot of money.
Renfro,
probably,
2 homer night.
Salary.
Yeah, good.
Yeah, go paint a bedroom, see how you like it.
We're at the just say what's on your mind portion of the night.
That's
We're,
exactly right.
Yeah,
Hunter Renfro just hit a 2-run shot.
Yeah, Minnesota is up 69-68.
The Buccaneers drafted Rashad White.
You can donate online to redcross.org.
But if the wife comes home with a big ladder and says, I want you to paint the house, save your receipt and take that ladder back and hire somebody.
Yeah, because she's trying to kill you. Yeah.
You're walking up a ladder
with
a can of paint in one hand, and you're holding on for your dear life with the other hand.
Oh, isn't it crazy being guys?
Speaking of holding on for dear life.
Go ahead.
Jeez, man. Tell me.
The Packers pick suit.
Yeah, Packers pick is
pick
oh
is in, baby.
Tell me, goodness gracious.
No, I love Notebook Mike. I voted for him in Draft Mockery the other day.
I don't think I needed to vote. I had that one.
Hey, we're going to the TV.
I had that one.
We're going to the TV. Sheck Wes.
Go Pack Go! With the 92nd pick in the 2022 NFL Draft, the Green Bay Packers select Sean Ryan, tackle from UCLA. Go Pack Go!
So this is an incredible pick. Sean Ryan, 6'4", 321, on my never heard of, don't care list.
Yeah, he did struggle a little bit with Kayvon Thibodeau, but has incredible bend. Big dude out of UCLA. I'd say he's overall about a 74. I'm not getting all this from NFL Network, I promise. I had him in one of my guys.
Well, I just
that
went
I think
to grab my
consider.
Laptop again for my Dane Brugler breakdown.
Let's see if I can beat you to it.
What's this guy's name?
Sean Ryan.
Oh, with an H? Puke.
R-H.
6'4½", 321. He was
I didn't think it was Ryan spelled H-Y-A-N.
He was a 4-star recruit coming out of high school, number 2 ranked offensive guard in the 19 recruiting class. He's a compact build with thick thighs and massive hands, so it fit right in with A.J. Dillon. Lacks ideal width and arm length, below average range and recovery skills. But he was a 3-year starter at UCLA.
Overall, Ryan is strong and balanced in both the run game and passing game, but he must play with quicker hands, feet, and more efficient weight distribution for him to make it. He does his best work in short areas, projecting as a guard with NFL starting potential in either a power or zone scheme. Once was anti-car wash until he heard Tim Shea sing about Scrub-A-Dub. Notebook Mike, what do you think about... Who is this guy on stage?
I was trying to get your attention. Some video gamer.
I'm so tired of this draft.
I like the start time for the Bucks.
At noon?
Yeah. No more, you know, wait until 9 at night. Can actually get some...
You know, I think what I don't like about this NFL draft, it's giving up a very USFL vibe tonight.
You mean you should get those five people that go to the game on your radio.
Well, three of them are here.
I tuned it in. There was no one there.
What do you think? You have the first initial live reaction of Sean Ryan, a tackle out of UCLA.
I thought Sean Ryan was in Patriot games. Is a terrorist?
This is a different Ryan.
Oh, okay. All right, well, I should let you go, guys. I'm going to go eat some homemade tacos, which are to die for.
Well, don't take that too seriously, Mike.
How many pizzas did you order?
We got a big box.
Do you like their pizza?
I mean, they've been advertising every commercial break. I don't feel like we had a choice.
I can only eat, like, Balestrieri's, Ann's. Try Ann's someday. It's right down the road from you there.
Okay.
Okay, I'll let you go.
All right, thanks, Mike.
Okay, bye.
Sean Ryan. I mean, this is one of the problems with doing this. I got nothing on Sean Ryan. I'm not interested in Sean Ryan. I don't have any breakdown on Sean Ryan. I'd say the same thing about David Bakhtiari a few years ago. Look, linemen are not sexy picks. This might be a fine pick for the Packers. I would have liked another receiver here.
Well, I think there's some guys that are still available at receiver. You get a guy in Sean Ryan.
Like David Bell, I'm doing circles. David Bell, because then that means two receivers and you got two guys from Georgia on defense. Then I'm ecstatic. This guy could, like... But then again, I didn't know much about Jenkins. I didn't know much about David Bakhtiari. So there's just... There's not
never a time that you're going to be over the moon unless he's like a top five pick that's a clear stud like Quentin Nelson was or someone like that. You're never going to be
Tony
over
Mandridge,
the moon.
Tony Mandridge, yeah.
You're never going to be over the moon for an offensive lineman. That's just the case.
All right, well, the Packers just picked Sean Ryan, so this is a perfect time to take a commercial break. We will be back in a little bit. I am good staying until the end of the Brewer game.
Yeah, let's do it.
If that's okay with parties involved.
Let's sure. do it.
Tim, does that work for you?
Works for me.
Okay.
I'm fine with it. You guys want to stay for the post-game show, too?
I'm going to pass on that one.
Yeah, absolutely not.
Come on. Tim would love you guys.
Yeah, Tim would love us. We wouldn't love it.
Yeah.
All right. I tried. But yes, stay till the end of the Brewer game. We're only in the seventh still.
And on second thought, maybe I think the Packers are done.
We're
going to
talk about it and see what we're doing. Nah, we'll be here. I think.
You guys should have a night show.
Why? I don't want to work nights,
the
dude.
The comments have been great. I've been following along on
You
Twitter.
Know, but people get the same action in the morning. I don't know. There's nothing different about this show than in the morning.
Yeah, I mean, usually we're getting you up. Now we're getting you down or whatever the case is. And
yeah, normally we get you up in the morning, and then at night Rami finishes you off for the day.
There you go.
But tonight we're finishing you
Maybe
off.
Maybe Rami needs to get us up.
Yeah, Rami should get us up.
You guys should switch for a week.
Yeah. No.
That'd
no,
be interesting you for a little that? Bit, and then I don't think
well,
I would like
Toby
it.
Toby basically works every show possible.
Yeah, I don't even know if I'm going to be working your show at all next month.
Yeah, I don't think so. Tim, I better get comfortable with you pretty damn quick.
Here we are.
All right, we'll be right back. Maybe.
Where the sun, rain, and snow, we're gonna scream and let them know. Welcome to the tundra. You hear the thunder, scream until you go home.
1250 AM, The Fan. I'm Bart Winkler. That is Toby Altizer, the Q Club of Wisconsin. In Waukesha, draft show continues. A lot of great entertainment options there. Obviously, they have the TVs to watch and the games you could play. Huge entertainment room. The food's great. All that and more. Give us a refresh, Toby, on the last few picks if you can. I need to text somebody.
Yeah, let's see what we got here.
Sorry. I did this morning, too. I'm sorry.
Tyrion Davis Price, LSU running back. He goes number 93 to the San Francisco 49ers. The Panthers traded, I believe, up to get Matt Corral out of Ole Miss, quarterback. I like that pick a lot. Matt Rhule and that coaching staff coaching for their job at this point. I don't know if going into a year with Sam Darnold as your only quarterback is a good idea. The Bengals take a defensive tackle out of Florida, Zachary Carter. The Colts have traded up and took Nick Cross, safety out of Maryland. I think he's got a lot of ability, and I think the pick that I'm the only one that cares about comes up in two picks. The Washington Commanders come up at 98.
Yeah, so we're going to be on until the Brewer game ends. We're just going to go right into Tim Allen at that point with the postgame show. I think that's the best way to do it. Brewers going to the bottom of the eighth. Paul Immig will join us here momentarily. Paul Immig, I texted him earlier today and said, let me know when you want to come on. And then he texts me, do you want me to come on? I didn't hear from you all night. I said, you text me.
Is that usually how it goes?
Well, I said, you text me. Right? So I'll try to get in touch with him now. I don't know when he's going to be ready, but then we will probably end the night with Paul and kind of go over some of these picks and get his thoughts on that, as there are 10 more picks tonight in the third round. There's always the possibility the Packers could trade back up into it. I don't think that that will be the scenario. The first pick of next year's draft was traded, and it went to the Patriots. That's how the Panthers got up and got Matt Corral. So very interesting night. Paul Emick, dude, I'm sorry if you were waiting for – I was waiting for you to text me.
Go, miscommunication. No, it's okay. You had a busy night.
Did you look back at the text?
No. Are you going to prove me wrong here on the spot?
If you want to jump on for 30 min or whatever, the whole night is loose and open. Let me know what's good.
My bad.
And then you said, can you text me if the Packers trade? And then I said, absolutely. And then I didn't.
Right. That's exactly correct.
So what do you think? I mean, things got I put an hour time limit on it that I want to trade in the next hour, because they clearly had all day to think about it. Go try to get a wide receiver. They had their guy in mind. They were able to think about it all day. And apparently, according to Minnesota writers, they tried to trade with Minnesota last night, but Minnesota didn't want to, because then it would give them the fifth round option. But the thing that I like about this, and they just took a tackle, which, I mean, what breakdown can I give you on a tackle? I'm sorry. If you're at 10:30 and you're listening for Bart Winkler and Toby Altizer's breakdown on a tackle they never heard of, then I failed you.
I've heard of Ryan before. Don't sell me short. I can't break him down for you. I know that he went to UCLA, but I at least heard of him.
You've heard of a tackle from UCLA?
Okay, I read about him.
Within the last 10 minutes?
I read his name. No, I mean, I think I've done some mock drafts, and he came up, so I don't know a whole lot about him, but, yeah, I mean, I've heard of him.
Okay, all right, I apologize.
Here's the thing. Bart, I've sold myself short all night. I have to give myself a little bit of credit.
Yeah, Toby's almost gone too much, like, God, I don't know this guy. Jeez, who is this? What? Why? I don't like it. But so that's what you've gotten, though. I think in the first 33, Paul, they drafted two guys from Georgia on defense. They got a receiver. He was clearly their target. I still would have liked another receiver out of this day. Hopefully they still get one tomorrow. You know, we can always, I think the consensus from people here, as I asked World's Longest Question, is they like who we got. they just wonder if this was the best they could have done. And at that point, I mean, we might be asking too much.
So you could have framed it in a much quicker way by saying, you like what the Packers did so far? Mm-hmm. Or mm-mm.
Mm-hmm. But,
oh, okay. Mm-hmm from Toby. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm also mm-hmm. It was.
I'm almost mad at myself for how, like, pro-Packer I've been. I almost feel like. Like, geez, am I on the Packers radio network tonight? My God.
Are you getting paid $50 million a year?
Yeah, it's like I won't say anything. Like yeah, I won't say anything bad about him.
Yeah, well, I don't know why you would at this point. Brian Gutekunst did get two Georgia defensive guys and did clearly have his guy in mind. I think the thing that crossed my mind in the Packers trading up as far as they did to get Christian Watson was Aaron Rodgers' comments last night on Pat McAfee's show about six receivers having a first-round grade. So if the Packers really did want Watson at 32, and if those Vikings reporters are accurate that the Packers were turned down last night by Minnesota and then agreed to today, was it Watson who they had a first-round grade on and maybe not Dotson, maybe not Burks?
You know, I didn't even think about that.
I mentioned that earlier, dude.
When?
We were talking about this earlier, and I said, do they have a first-round grade, or is it just a thing that they wanted him at 32 because they get that extra year of control?
I got to be honest. Since 8 o'clock, I've been watching Timberwolves Grizzlies.
Okay, I have one deal. I will talk to you about the draft if you do not say a word about Grizzlies Timberwolves. Thank you.
I got to say one word.
No, you have nothing to say.
Yes, I got one word.
Please do not spoil it for me. I'm so excited to go watch it.
I'm not spoiling anything.
You not even like hinting at spoiling. Go ahead.
It's gonna sound like I'm spoiling.
Then you can't say that I'm hanging up.
Greg Monroe got some minutes.
Whoa!
But it was that, like it was so early. There was like it's not like a you know.
Hey,
it
can
was,
we take this here?
Hold on, we got to take Chase Young.
Where we at? Yeah. With the 98th pick in the 2022 NFL Draft, the Washington Commanders select Brian Robinson Jr., running back,
ooh,
Alabama.
I like ooh, that. Yes. I like that. I like that.
Now, is he going to be able to beat out Bryce Love?
This is a real guy that you know, though, right, Toby? Not like
I do know him. I do know
Brian Robinson. What was the game he had like three touchdowns in?
Yeah, I like that. They need a power style running back.
Was that against Georgia in the SEC, or was that against Cincinnati?
I think it might have been against Cincinnati.
Yeah, there was one game at the end there. He was just all, he was
like
the whole
pick.
Offense.
All right, continue back to your whatever discussion.
Yeah, I think it was going in multiple directions. It's the Greg Monroe fine. I don't feel spoiled. Thank you for stopping at that point. And Bart having not listened. But that was my thought. And Toby, if you did in fact say that earlier about, you know, was there a first-round grade on Watson, or did they just want to trade up to get the fifth-year option?
I kind of don't think they did.
You don't think they had a first-round grade on him?
No, I think that the first-round grade they had on guys, they went, and then they said, all right, we really like Christian Watson.
Yeah, I think
he's already
right.
Fallen. Why not go get him at 32 as opposed to 33 or 34 when we can get a fifth year on him and, you know, possibly keep him next year as opposed to, I mean, look at the situation all these teams are in this year where A.J. Brown, Terry McLaurin, DK Metcalf, those guys have only played three seasons and they're asking for a contract.
I guess why are we so convinced that the six guys who went first at receiver are absolutely the six that that Rodgers was referring to? Like, that's possible too, right?
Well, we're not convinced. But then if they had a first round grade on a guy, why didn't they take him at 22 or 26?
Because they had Wyatt on a different tier, you know, that they had Walker and Wyatt on a higher tier. And Bart, I am disappointed because I presumably have, you know, I could have missed it, but have you pulled the audio of, we want Wyatt. We want Wyatt. Have you pulled that audio yet? Because that's out there for you for your highlight reel on Monday's show.
Oh, for Bray Wyatt?
For Bray Wyatt, yeah.
What do you think? Did you see the three WWE superstars that have announced picks tonight?
No. Is that real?
Gable Steveson. He's the new Olympian.
Yeah, the Olympian. Yep.
Titus O'Neil, who never wrestles. He's like their ambassador.
He's an ambassador, yeah.
And The Miz.
Oh, who did The Miz select?
Oh, Toby. David Bell just went to the Browns.
Yeah, I like that pick. I think he's really good, and I thought he could have been someone to help the Packers, but I didn't think
if we came out tonight with Watson and Bell,
there was no chance that they were going to get him coming around again.
So then why didn't we take him at 92?
Because they viewed them needing a tackle, and there's still receivers that they can take.
Yeah, I guess, I mean, tackle was still a need.
Well, and he's probably going to shift in and play guard. That's what they're
saying. Yeah, I mean, I'm seeing him listed at guard on NFL.com's draft profiles here.
Well, you think I would have known that? Granted, I love the trenches.
Yeah, I mean, he played tackle at UCLA. He'll probably have to shift in, though, because he's got smaller arms.
10 seconds ago, friend of show Bill Huber tweets, new Packers offensive lineman, is it Sean Ryan? Is it just Ryan?
I think it's Ryan.
Rahim?
Right, is that where we're going with? Says he's not sure yet if he'll be asked. Ryan, he's not sure yet if he'll be asked to play guard or tackle. So we don't know what position he is. He doesn't know what position he is. He's an offensive lineman. Beyond that, by the way, what I find so impressive, and shout out to guys like Peter Bukowski.
Are you taping the Brewers? Because we are giving updates on the Brewers.
Just. I know it was 4-0 earlier tonight. I'll tell you, I know it was 4-0 at some point earlier tonight.
Okay, it's like 400-0.
Oh, that's great. I love that. Okay. That's a spoiler I'm fine with. I'll spend all my time on Wolves Grizzly. But anyway, Bukowski was tweeting about how like he loves this Sean Ryan guy. And you know, shout out to guys who are that deep in their college scouting and stuff that they are passionate about.
Bukowski loves Sean Ryan?
Yes, go to his Twitter.
Now, Bukowski's making up for how much he hated last night. So he's overdoing it.
No, which tweet was it from Bukowski?
Yeah, which of the 90 tweets during the last five picks?
It was from 6 minutes ago, so it was like 12 tweets ago.
Oh, God. Okay, I got to order Twitter Blue to see that.
Ben Fennell, you guys know Ben Fennell. He's great at what he does.
Yeah.
I'm reading his tweet right now. Sean Ryan has outstanding hand placement, consistent location, and straight people mover. You know, the thing, and I'm not sure how much you guys have talked about this. I don't know why any radio person, any analyst, any fan pays any attention to anything other than the relative athletic score. How much has the RAS, the relative athletic score, come up tonight on your show? Because it should have been 80% of it. The Packers apparently, they don't, why do they even watch film? What's the point of watching film on these guys? If you have a good RAS score, relative athletic score, we will draft you. Says Brian Gutekunst.
Yeah, this is like one of those things that I don't think it's come even close to mainstream yet.
It has to.
This RAS, Paul, all I ever see is people tweeting about it. We never talk about it on the show or the station. It's never on any of these networks. They haven't mentioned it at all on any of the draft coverage.
It's going to have to, period. Because even the Sean Ryan guy is another top-tier green relative athletic score. These things, for what people are wondering, is he.
We gotta submit to analytics in another sport.
I know. I'm sorry.
Jeez. But
if you want to try to predict who the Packers are going to pick, there's nothing else we should look at in the Brian Gutekunst era. Literally,
basketball. Basketball's net rating, and baseball is wins of over run plus created.
What are we complaining about, Bart? It's easier for us. We don't have to actually watch games. We just get to look at a piece
of paper.
I'm not
even doing a bit.
Or a picture.
I'm not doing a bit.
That says RAS.
I don't like that the stats that I learned are irrelevant, and I got to learn all these new stats.
Yeah, well, don't be lazy. But seriously, okay, all four of the Packers picks. I saved each one of these things. Christian Watson. Okay, this is on a 10 scale of 10, and they go down to 2 decimal places. Christian Watson is a 9.96 out of 10. That's a, 99.6% percentage. But I was like, you can't – I don't remember the last time I've seen a 99.7 or greater. That's what Christian Watson's score is. It's Devontae Wyatt, a 9.56. That's a high-level green.
I don't even know what this means, though.
Yeah. Well, okay, I'll give you the very, very quick high-level breakdown. It's a combination between height, weight, bench, composite explosion grade, vertical, broad jump, 40-yard dash, 20-split, 10-split shuttle, and 3-cone.
Okay, here's what we need to do, Bart. Sometime when we do this 2-on-2, we need to do our own relative athletic score to see how low our number would be.
Would the Packers draft Toby Altizer? Or
my body fat is like 57. Is that bad? My body fat percentage?
Yeah, if you're looking for a big dude, I got you covered.
What are you at, 40 now, bud?
Or my obese thing.
Your BMI?
Yeah, my BMI, yeah.
That's what you're looking for. Yeah. But no, in all seriousness, though, this is – I need to put a note on all of our respective calendars for next April as we look into the draft that just says ignore everything except RAS. Period.
Oh, man. Man.
That's it. Doesn't matter. You can watch all the college football you want, which I don't, and I rely on guys like you and Horvat and Ben Fennell and Peter Bukowski and whomever else. I'll know more than you by not watching any college football as long as I study these relative athletic score charts. That's all that matters for the Packers draft. That's it.
Well, let's wrap this up in a second. I got to take a quick break. Can you just stay and we'll end the show with you?
Sure.
Because Brewers are approaching the ninth.
Sounds good.
And I have one more break to hit.
Do it.
And I think some of these spots are going to run twice in a break because I screwed up.
A pro's pro.
I'll be right back. 12:50 a.m. The Fan. We're wrapping up on the draft for night two. I'm Bart Winkler. It's Toby Altizer. Paul Imig's with us. And we're wrapping up with Paul. He is our closer tonight. Our Josh Hader, who, sorry to spoil it for you, Paul, it was nowhere near nearing to come into this game tonight.
Okay, especially if it was 400-0, as you stated earlier.
So there's one out in the ninth, and when it's over, we're going. We're going to Tim Allen.
Sounds good. By the way, the Peter Bukowski tweet, Sean Ryan was my guy in this OL class. I thought he was a top 50 player. He can compete to start at guard right away. I love this. End quote.
Wow.
So, shout out to guys that know that much about guards who were picked in the third round, and I defer. So, really happy with this draft, I think, if you're a Packers fan. How could you not be?
Well, I'm sorry I didn't get in touch with you sooner. I checked my phone. I was like, is Paul, like, not wanting to come on, or what's
hey, it's
do?
Fully within reason that I would have fallen asleep, so I don't begrudge the thought process whatsoever.
Oh, absolutely. The other thing that we were following tonight was falling Malik Willis.
Yeah, he's not drafted yet, right?
Okay, what? No, he finally got drafted by Tennessee.
Okay. What pick?
87?
86.
Malik Willis, Tennessee. Okay.
Yeah, he was the third quarterback, correct?
And N'Kobe Dean all the way to 83rd.
There was some injury worry about him. Apparently, who was it that tweeted that out?
Austin
Gale from PFF. Yeah, he said there was a shoulder surgery that he apparently needed that he didn't get.
Yeah, okay. Here's what Austin Gale said. Massive value at pick 83, even with the injury concerns. Let's see if I can find the original tweet that I was actually looking for. He declined surgery on his shoulder, and there's other things that are a major concern. He had a laundry list of injuries, pec, shoulder, ankle. So the injuries were a bit of a concern with him, and he drops all the way to 83.
So while the Brewers finish this game off, though, clearly, as much as we might like Christian Watson and be excited for him to be a Packer, they cannot even be remotely done filling out their wide receiver group. And I'm not saying with rookies, because, hey, are they going to probably draft another receiver tomorrow? Yeah, probably. Is your fifth, sixth, even maybe fourth round? Do they even have a fourth round pick? They don't, right?
No, they should.
Leo Chenal of the Wisconsin Badgers goes to the Kansas City Chiefs.
Dang.
Oh, he's a Chief. Cool. Well, I mean, are those guys really – they still are going to need to sign.
They really loaded up on D.
You guys right? Are you with me, though? Like, I mean, if it's – I'm not excited for a Julio Jones thing or an Odell thing. But
no, I wanted two receivers in the five picks. They only got one.
They need more than just one, especially considering you went and got a one from North Dakota State that I'm not sure is going to be ready right away.
That's just it. Like, this can't – I mean, and again, I texted Bart the other day. There are 19 weeks until the regular season starts. Like this draft makes it feel like it's coming up soon. It's not. There's a lot of time coming before the actual season begins. So they have time, but they clearly, even if they draft more rookies tomorrow, that can't be it. They're going to need some Odells and Julios and Will Fullers and, you know, Sammy Watkins-esque kind of washed up older guys just to kind of fill a roster, give some of the ball for Rodgers to throw to.
We'll see what happens. Brewers are about to wrap this thing up. Paul, thanks for, better late than never, and save the best for last.
Yeah, I'll read my text more closely next time.
Well, we'll talk to you on Tuesday.
Yes.
On the Bart Winkler Morning Show.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. See you, buddy.
All right. Bye, guys.
All right. The Brewers wrapping things up with the Cubs. So the Packers, they have made four selections. The draft is about to end, at least tonight's action. The Rams are on the clock, and then the Niners, and then that's it for round three.
Well, and a bit of a spoiler. Another Wisconsin guy goes to the Rams. Logan Bruss, Wisconsin offensive guard.
All right, and the Brewers won 11-1. So Tim Allen's up next. He'll have you covered. All that you need from us on this draft in the Bucks. We'll see you Monday morning at 6.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.